up, everybody? Happy Friday. Whew, we made it. Each week seems a little longer than the one before it these days. I don't know about you. I'm always relieved to get to Friday. Going out for the classic Milwaukee fish fry with my folks tonight. Always enjoying that. And I especially enjoy looking forward to every Friday with my colleague, Terry Barr, for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. Happy Friday, Terry. How are you?
Oh, Maggie, I agree. Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. Yes, these weeks, and especially after the holiday, you feel like you're running and running and running and you can't catch up. But we all get that feeling, and that's why I'm glad we can do a little happiness on Friday at the end of your show.
Yeah, it's been, I've done the whole hour or more on like the lighter end of the spectrum, Terry. And just before you came on, I was telling people all about the House on the Rock, because it's kind of a fun thing to do because it's so random, and it's like, it's cold out. If you want to just kind of go for a ride and check out some weird Wisconsin attraction, like the House on the Rock fits the bill. Have you been there, my friend?
Oh, I've been there many times. Yes. I cannot get enough of it because you feel every time you go, you discover something even more interesting than the last time.
Absolutely. It's one of those things. It's like the movie Usual Suspects. Like every time I watch it, I pick up something else from it. It's just endlessly entertaining. One of our texters, Judy from Lodi, texting in from WAUK, also is a huge House on the Rock fan. So hello to you, Judy. Thank you for listening and texting. What you got for us this week, Terry?
Well, you just heard a little clip of it as we were coming out of the commercial break.
I was wondering.
Your listeners may know that I am so lucky. I co-host our Max Inc. music radio show every weekend. And we had an 11-year-old Wisconsin girl who just released her debut album. Her name is Paige Kleber.
Aww.
She's from Verona. She writes her own songs, and she writes about big topics sometimes, too. She writes about bullying, and it was based on an episode in her class, and she took the song and played it for her class. How's that for saying,
wow,
I'm not going to put up with this?
Wow.
She wrote about the election, and the chorus in her song was, "We are not going back."
And, I like Paige so already. What is up, Paige? Oh. You got a fan in me.
And she writes about love. Now, again, she's 11. Do you want to listen to any more of her song?
Of course I do, Terry.
Okay. So let's play a little bit more. This is Paige Kleber, 11 years old. Here's one of her songs.
Wow. That's kind of deep. Like, do you know what you want from me? Like, why are you giving me such a hard time? Like, what's your problem is what she's saying, but really nicely. That's incredibly impressive. Incredibly impressive.
We found our own Taylor Swift right here in Wisconsin.
Heck yeah.
I love this. I am so excited to be able to share that song, to share Paige's story with you.
Do you have a link, Terry, that we could put in the show notes from today if anybody wants to listen to a couple more Paige's tunes?
Absolutely. Yes. In fact, I will send that so you can make sure to put that in there. But she has her own website where you can listen to her music, and her name is spelled Paige, P-A-I-G-E, and then Kleber is spelled K-L-E-B-E-R. Weber. Here's the next thing. She's now on the national anthem circuit. We didn't even know this when we talked to her just a week ago. She just did the national anthem at the Bucks game in Milwaukee.
Wow. This girl's going so now, places.
She is going places. She wants to sing at the Brewers, and I knew that would make you and I both very happy.
Of course.
Her big goal is to move to Nashville after high school, and she is going to win a bunch of Grammys.
Oh, I love that. Best of luck to you, Paige. We'll put her website link in the show notes from today's show. You can always find that at civicmedia.us/shows/Maggie Dawn Show. You can check that out. I'm going to listen to some of her stuff. Plus, I love the way how like pure and unscrewed up like young people's voices are. They haven't quite destroyed their vocal cords yet. She's not having that little vocal buzz at the end. Very impressive.
No. I'm so happy to share. Just listening to her sing makes me smile. So I hope it makes all of you smile as well. 11 years old, writing her own songs, playing her own guitar, and she knows where she wants to go. It's amazing.
Oh, that's what I needed this Friday.
What
else you got? Yes. What else you got for us, Terry? Otherwise, I have a couple of questions for you, my friend.
Well, I know we were going to talk a little bit about holiday gifts, I believe.
Yeah.
Please
go ahead.
I dove in to, supporting local, and I found some ideas that I had not thought of. Something simple like, Babcock Dairy, where you can get ice cream scent. Or any local cheesemaker. Then you can also do like humane societies, and the UW-Madison School of Veterinary Medicine has animal calendars or holiday cards with all the animals' faces on. And of course, then you're supporting really good things that way.
I love those ideas. This is Terry Barr's got us covered on how not to give the gift that someone is like, what do I do with this?
A crappy gift, you mean?
Yes, the crappy gifts. Don't give a crappy gift. Check out the list that Terry's given you. So we've got the local dairies and ice creams you've mentioned. Yep. UW's veterinary school. They've got great calendars out there. Your local humane societies always have calendars. Yep. Sending from one of the local cheesemakers. And you're going to talk about pies. Everybody knows the elegant farmer brown paper bag. It's Wisconsin famous. You can send those.
And
they deliver them. Yes.
Kringle from any of the bakeries in Racine.
I was just going to say that Racine Kringle.
They are the oldest. Yeah, they're the oldest in the country. And you can send that to a loved one with love. How about that?
I love it. No fruit cake that gets used as a doorstop. No, get your Christmas Kringle here in Racine, Wisconsin. What's your favorite kind of Kringle, Terry?
I didn't realize they make so many different kinds. So now I feel like I need to try more than just the typical, what you think of at the Christmas holiday. They have things that, of course, chocolate and other kinds like that. But they're really branching out to try to meet all the different holidays with different flavors. And I love that. But do you have a favorite?
Oh, yes. I am an absolute sucker for anything almond. So an almond Kringle with like a hot cup of tea or coffee it's to die for. It's butter. You know what I'm saying? Like that is so good. I also made myself sick once off of almond Cops custard because I have no self-control when I was a kid, no self-control apparently. But yes, almond is what Maggie Dawn goes all in for. In fact, I have an almond cookie recipe, Terry, that my mother got from our 90-plus-year-old neighbor, dear Ann Luddington, before she passed away. They're called Melting Moments. It is basically butter and powdered sugar and a ton of almond with more almond frosting on it. And they're tiny because they're so rich. It is my favorite cookie on the entire planet. That and a glass of milk. Like, watch out. I can put down about a half dozen of those.
this is what's fun about the holiday, being with friends and family and just eating like like you're going out of style.
Yeah, especially those old recipes. I mean, I really love and cherish the recipe cards that I have, especially the ones that I've inherited or are written by my like great aunt still in her handwriting or my grandma's ones. The recipe cards themselves feel so deeply personal to me that they are as much of the treasured memory as the cookie or the output of the recipe itself is the card. I love going through them. I feel like that's getting kind of lost because everybody gets their recipes off the interwebs these days. I still have the old recipe box, you know?
I have a few of my grandmother's recipes too, and I just treasure the tradition. And then, you know, it just takes you back and reminds you of where you were at whatever time. And it's almost like you can smell that food before you even start to bake anything. Oh, I love it.
100%. Now, I've got a slightly related question for you. Are you a milk chocolate or a dark chocolate person?
I have become very much a dark chocolate person because everybody says it's better for your health than the other chocolate.
It is better for your health.
How's that?
In fact, the Washington Post, the reason I ask you this, and it not just because it's the holidays, but the Washington Post just this week had a article that came out, and it actually says that there's been a new, very large study that says that chocolate actually, of course, helps your health, but you got to be eating the dark chocolate. It is only dark chocolate that the study found was associated with a lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes.
Ooh.
Fascinating. So like dark chocolate, good.
Okay. So good for us.
I know. I have never really been into milk chocolate, even at candy bars.
Mm-mm.
Like I want the dark chocolate. I always have. I don't know why. Just been my general preference over the years. And also, speaking of chocolate, you're going to love how I bring this all around. Do you know that there is a color of the year every year, Terry?
I have heard this, but I have not heard anything about this year.
So the color of the year is decided by a group called the Pantone Color Institute. Yes, there is such a thing.
Ooh.
Didn't know that was a thing, but there is. And this year, they have decided that the color of the year is, where did it go? Mocha mousse. And the color looks like what it sounds like. Amazing. This is what Lori Pressman, she's the VP of the Pantone Color Institute. This is what she had to say.
I like how you say it.
We're living in a time when there's just so much going on that is serious. And at the same time, we don't want any heaviness. We want some peace. We want to feel content. So there's an airiness and light feeling to mocha mousse. Yeah, it's a brown, but it's not a heavy brown. I love it. I mean, absolutely adorable. They also talk about it in reference to the rise of the cultural phenomena now called quiet luxury. So mocha mousse, y'all. That is where it's at. Thanks so much, Terry. Have a wonderful weekend. It's so good to hear your voice, my friend.
Oh, you too. Enjoy your fish fry with family and everybody else. Have a great weekend as well.
Folks, that's Terry Barr. She joins me every Friday at 3:30 for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin so we can all go off into the weekend on a positive note. I've got another bit of good news for y'all when we come back on the other side. Might even get to 3D food. It's a thing. Keep it locked right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.